Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy. Brought to you by Go Loud and proudly sponsored by Irish Tax Rebates. The tax agent you can trust with over 20 years of experience. Visit irishtaxrebates.ie.
Go Loud. Sounds better with us.
Ah, there you are. Welcome back. You're very welcome to another episode of Opinions Matter with Jeremy and Katie today, recorded live from the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock. And before we get into what we're talking about today, I just want to give a shout out to our show sponsors, Irish Tax Rebates. Did you know that Irish Tax Rebates is the tax agent you can trust? It's Irish owned with over 6,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, and you can claim your tax back today by visiting irishtaxrebates.ie. It's waiting for you. It's a very simple form you have to fill out on irishtaxrebates.ie. And did you know that based on a study, the average amount due in a rebate to you, the taxpayer, is 1,092. Now, we've heard from listeners over the last couple of weeks who've got all sorts of money back, 1,000, 2,000, up to 3,000 euro back that they are due. That tax rebate is waiting for you, and it's better in your pocket than in the taxman's pocket. So why not see what you are due in a rebate? Simply visit irishtaxrebates.ie. And unlike a lot of unsavory companies doing the same thing, Irish Tax Rebates have a fee of just 10% plus VAT in comparison to some other tax agents that will charge up to 30%. So you've absolutely nothing to lose. Check out irishtaxrebates.ie. Now, what do we want to talk about on this edition of Opinions Matter? It's a very controversial discussion, isn't it, Katie?
And very something controversial, yeah.
Something, I was very naive to this a few years ago, and my eyes have been opened up over the last couple of years as to the amount of people that do cocaine. It is rampant, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's absolutely, and it's not your local scangers and scumbags. It's professional people. Mm-hmm. It's parents. Mm-hmm. It's people you work with. It's people you would never. I'm sure we both work with people that
that are on the
bag.
Yeah,
don't we?
I can say my hand on my heart. I have never, ever, ever tried it. I've never even been curious.
No,
about
I've never.
I've smoked a bit of weed. I have smoked, like, when I was younger, especially. I smoked weed. I have never, ever, 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 ever done coke.
No, either have I.
So I wouldn't even know how it makes you feel physically.
Well, it is rampant, and a clinical hypnotherapist, Cormac Colloran, who you've spoken to yourself, haven't you? Has said that cocaine use among men, middle class men, is on the rise in Ireland, and it's happening in homes. He said that drug use at home has become the new norm for cocaine users, and what's happening is that parents are now putting their kids to bed at night and then doing a couple of lines of coke.
I always thought coke was like a party drug that you have to be buzzed or, like, you know, something going on that it makes you very hyper, no?
Well, he said the biggest and most unexpected change is how cocaine is being consumed. Most people I see doing it are doing it at home rather than in pubs or nightclubs. I have treated fathers who do it while sitting in on a Saturday night watching Match of the Day when the kids and wife are in bed and they're snorting of lines of coke off the coffee table.
Now, can I ask the listener, because I genuinely don't know this, is cocaine dangerous, as in, could it make someone do something, flip and hurt their kids? Like, is it that kind of drug? Is it, like, a hallucinogenic?
No, I've seen people on it, and you think you're invincible when you're on it.
That's what I mean. It does prove a danger then. It's not like smoking weed where you just sit back
No, completely different kettle of fish, that is. And as I said, I've seen people who have taken or have done a line of coke trying to take on four or five bouncers or four and five Gardaí because they just think they're absolutely invincible. They think they're Superman when they've taken coke. So in answer to your question, now again, this is coming from someone who's never used it. I've never put it near me. I never would. A lot of you have. I'd love, actually, on this podcast, some honesty today. I'd love to hear from someone who has actually taken it.
Because you never hear people admitting to it, yet you know loads of people do it. But what, like I said, what I want to know is what effect does it actually, if someone could tell me what effect it actually has on the brain, as in, like, with cannabis, I know from smoking it, you sit down, you chill out, you eat a bit of food, you laugh at the TV. What does it actually do to you? Like, it's not like obviously taking meth or heroin. Wouldn't be as serious as that. But
no,
like,
you're not going to be strung out.
Does it make you hallucinate? Does it make you, like, think you can fly kind of thing? Or is that, like, Is it not?
No,
that?
No, it's not a hallucinogenic drug, but it makes you feel invincible. That much I do know. And as I said, someone messaged earlier on saying we shouldn't even be talking about it because neither of us have ever done cocaine. That's ridiculous. Yeah. That's like us saying, well, if you've never had kids, you shouldn't have this conversation. Yeah. You can talk about this if you want, whether or not you have kids. And I'm going to read out a message in a moment that we got when we put this up on Facebook, and it's from Robert. And I want to read out the message from Robert. And he said, I heard you're going to be talking about that cocaine topic on your podcast. I wish I could come on, but I'm in work. But this is a bugbear of mine. I work with a girl who is just like that. She's a mad cokehead at the weekends. And she's told me loads of times that her and her fella will take out a bag on, listen to this now, Katie, will take out a bag on a Saturday night when their daughter is in bed. And that is their way of spending a Saturday night. I lost all respect for the tramp when she told me this. The children should be taken into care. That is from Robert. Now, I would agree. I don't think...
It's definitely not okay. It's definitely... And I'm someone who would say that smoking a joint at night when the kids are in bed, yeah, no problem, whatever. Smoking a joint, no. But maybe I'm ignorant to it because I don't know what the effects are, but what's a class A drug? It's a class A drug.
Yes, it is, yeah.
It's a class A drug for a reason. And if it fucks with your head that much... then you shouldn't be in the care of children, especially not while you're taking it.
Okay, so to all those parents, thousands of parents of every night, well, not every night, but I'm sure a couple of nights a week are doing a line once the kids are in bed. You would say...
You shouldn't have the kids.
Yeah, so the kids should be taken...
Like whatever you want to throw into your own body, if you're going to do it when the kids are being minded by someone else. Do not do it and have the kids. Imagine if something happened and the kids were sick and you had to drive...
You could say the same about cannabis. Anyway,
cannabis is different, though. I suppose you could say the same about alcohol, but the only thing is like, I don't know. Because I don't know the effects of cocaine. I'm like, would it make you go mad and like start hurting people without realising what you're doing? Is that the kind of drug it is?
Okay.
Maybe I sound naive. I'm asking you, is that what...
I don't know.
Would it ever make you go on a mad trip and hurt someone?
It could. Some people can...
That's what
aggressive.
I mean. Does it make you think you're fucking Rocky?
Okay, 085-825-2626. Send us a voice note now. Get involved. It's called Opinions Matter. Don't sit back and not give your opinion. Everybody has an opinion on this. 085-825-2626. 085-825-2626. Here's Jonathan.
Well, lads, how are we getting on today? Sorry, can't come on today. Time restrictions and all that. But just regard the topic itself. So people taking cocaine after their children have gone to bed. Worse things have happened. Did you put their kids to bed hungry? The kids not got school books and shoes on their feet? Did they bait the kids into bed so they could get cocaine into themselves? Are the kids suffering? If there's active signs of abuse, then by all means report them to the proper authorities. But if their kids have been well taken care of and that's just their recreation, look at this, worse things out there, isn't it? People drinking when they put their kids to bed. That's not good. People taking sleeping tablets when their kids are gone to bed to help them sleep. That's not good. And any amount of prescription drugs you can think of, alcohol, weed on top of all these recreational drugs people take to de-stress at the end of the day. And look, let the state take care of the kids that they already have in the car that have been neglected, the ones that they're losing, turning up in brothels. Let the state take care of them children first before they start going to people's homes to take their kids off them for whatever the reason they think it is. It's not an ideal situation, but unless them kids have been actively neglected and you can see signs of neglect, mind your fucking business. Yeah. Cheers, boys.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland.
Before the break there, Jonathan, that was a lot of whataboutery. What about if they're on sleeping tablets? What about if they're sending the kids to bed hungry?
Orla on WhatsApp just summed it up. So cocaine is a stimulant, which means it speeds up the process in the brain. It processes in the brain and body. And cannabis is a psychoactive drug that acts primarily as a depressant, but also has mild hallucinogenic properties. I didn't know cannabis had, depending on the strain and method of consumption. Thanks for that, Orla. I genuinely didn't know the difference. So I wouldn't even know if somebody was on coke in front of me. I'd be completely clueless.
But before the break, Jonathan comparing it to sleeping tablets and stuff like that. That's absolutely nonsense.
I know.
You cannot come... And a guy who we're going to be talking to in a few minutes as well, saying it's the same as having a couple of drinks when the kids are in bed. Absolutely not. Don't dare compare me, who's had a couple of drinks when the kids are in bed, don't dare compare me to someone who's a cokehead snorting coke off their coffee table, because it's not the same thing. You shouldn't even have the drug in the house if you have kids in the house. And also, Damien...
God forbid the kids got their hands on it. God forbid...
That's another thing.
For a second. Or that there was remnants left on the table and the kids put their fingers in their mouths or something like that. That could kill them.
And also, Damien, who messaged us on Facebook. I challenge you to come on. Did you see the message Damien left?
Recreation. No, I didn't see it.
Yeah, recreational. There, look.
Oh, yeah, I'll read it now.
Have the balls, Damien, if you're gonna make that comment and be so brass about using cocaine, have the balls.
I don't think anybody is going to come on and try and justify doing coke with kids in the house. I don't think there's any parents scummy enough.
Amanda, ring Damien, actually, because we have his number he's on for. Ring him and see if he'll come on. Because
if you do coke with kids in the house, you're fucking scum.
Okay, he probably won't come on now after you're saying that. Let me go to Leslie. How are you, Leslie?
Hiya, how are you?
Hey, Leslie.
Good. What do you make of this?
Hi. To be honest, I wasn't listening. So I'm just picking up what I read on your page. I just sent in a message just to say, I don't know whether there's a clear-cut answer. I don't think if people are taking coke at home and like social workers find out about it, go in and remove the kids. And that's the first step.
Did you say you don't believe parents are taking cocaine at home when the kids are in bed?
No, I said if people are taking
cocaine. Oh, they are, yes. Kids are doing in bed. Yeah.
And if like someone reports it to a social worker or something like that, I don't believe that a social worker should go in there all guns blaze and remove the children and that be that. Do you know that's out of me?
Why not though? Why if you are doing cocaine while your kids are in bed, you're not a fit parent.
Well, the reason being is because if parents are using cocaine at home at the weekend or recreational or whatever the case may be, and social workers do get wind of it, I think that tearing a family apart, I don't think is the way forward. Like, I think that they should go in, they should be like spoken to, told under no circumstances is this to continue. I think they should be drug tested. I think they should be warned about if this continues, if you don't pass your drug tests, you have to do parenting courses. You have to realise like how irresponsible, how neglectful it can be. You know, that sort of way. Try and sort of...
Yeah, I agree.
Get
I think
to realise yeah. how... you know, what really the big ramifications of this can be.
But so the problem is they go into care then and it ends up in a worse situation. The kid ends up in more danger.
Yeah, but the problem also is, lads, is that cocaine, recreational cocaine users do not see themselves as drug addicts for a start. They don't see the problem in it. You're talking about professional people that have jobs, you know, that are working 9 to 5, that work with you, that work with me. They don't see themselves, they don't see it as a problem. They just see...
Well, look at this message from Scott, and I... But you would have more of your senses taking cocaine at night than if you were drinking at night, honestly. So less mind altering than alcohol?
Sorry, what did he say in the message?
I've asked him to come on. You would have more of your senses taking cocaine at night than if you're drinking at night.
So it's worse. That's
what he's claiming, that alcohol is more mind altering than...
Oh my God. Seriously.
I think Leslie's right though. I definitely think they need to know that. But taking them into care straight away, there's definitely... Like, I mean, look at the fuck up Tusla is at the moment.
But I can't deal with that comparison that so many people are making.
I've asked him to come on to justify it. We'll see.
That so many people are making between... Would you agree, Leslie? On Saturday night, my kids went to bed early. They were wrecked hard. And I poured myself 2 Bacardis and coke. Now, for someone like Scott, he thinks that's as bad as me doing a line of coke. Is that not ridiculous?
Yeah, it is. Like, you know, that's it. It's completely ridiculous. Like, you didn't sit there and drink like a bottle of Bacardi. Do you know what I mean? And like, wasn't able to walk or anything. It's not the same, you know. And as you said, just as I was waiting to come on, like, if they were doing it on a coffee table or something and there was little bits of remnants or whatever, and then a kid got up the next morning and went to pick up something off the coffee
table. Yeah, like, imagine if they put a baby, like, standing up at the side of the coffee table, puts their hands in the mouth or something, like, that would be game over. How do you explain that in the hospital if the doctor say, well, sorry, we found traces of cocaine in your baby system?
It'd be very, like, and it could very easily happen. But what I mean is, I don't think it's appropriate just to go in all guns blazing and not try and start to say, you know, what you're doing is wrong. You have to, like, remedy our ways. This is what we're going to do. We're going to do drug testing. We're going to do random checks on you.
Yeah, I think
we're
going to
put you in a parenting course. Do you know that sort of way? And do it all completely randomly. And if they fuck up and it's not okay, do you know what I mean? Then start making the move. And it's not necessarily about putting kids into a home or into a foster care. Then the next step would be, like, placing them with a family member. Do you know that sort of way? If a family member was willing to take them. But I think to jump from someone taking some coke and then next thing then possibly your child going to strangers and like ripping a whole family apart. And then once your child's in that system, it's very hard to get them back out of it.
Well, the only people to blame for that are the Cork Snowden scumbag parents.
Okay, I agree, it's scummy, definitely. But taking it, do you not hear what she's saying? She's saying it would be as damaging for the kids to rip them away from their parents. Like, you have to think of the kids in all this as well.
No, it's about keeping kids safe, lads. That's what we're all about. That's what we're all about.
Being taken into care doesn't prove to be much safer. Look at little Kyron.
I know, I get that.
So, you know.
Grace, what do you want to say on this?
Well, I'm actually the same as you and Katie. I've never tried it, but I've been in the company of people who have taken it, and it seems to sober them up after a few drinks.
How have their personalities changed once they
exactly
do?
Exactly like you said, they become like very, not necessarily aggressive, but like they have this strength about them that's more than usual, you know. They become, I think, a bit more serious, a bit more alert. So it does do something to your brain. But as far as I'm concerned, and I'm not claiming to be like the best parent in the world, but I think if you're at home with your kids, I think you have to have your wits about you in case something happens. You know, your toddler could climb out of the car and fall down the stairs, and then you have to wait on an ambulance because you can't drive because you're off your head on coke.
What I've been saying is that the children will be safer being taken into care. Forget about Tusa for a second. They can be put into foster care with really, really good parents at the moment. I know Tusa would obviously get involved, but saying they're not safe with Tusa, that's another day's conversation. There's very good parents out there who are happy to foster. Do you agree that the right place for a child in a situation like that is in care?
I think if you want to do that, if you want to have a few drinks and take a couple of lines of coke, I think you should find somebody to mind your kids, or there should be somebody there who's sober.
Absolutely, absolutely. But this whole thing about them just putting the kids to bed and as soon as the kids are asleep, them taking out the bag of white, it's shocking when you think about it, isn't it? That's what they're doing.
I think it's shocking, yeah. And like, I mean, if I was having a few drinks in the house with my friend, I'd make sure that my partner wasn't drinking, or my friend would have a few drinks and I wouldn't drink, because if something happened, there has to be somebody there in case of an emergency.
Oh, wow. So at any stage in your house, one of the two of you will always be completely sober and dry?
Yeah. Well, I think you have to be if you have children.
So I'm thinking of...
That's my opinion. I'm not judging anybody.
A wine on a Friday
opinion.
Night when the kids go to bed, though. It's like... I agree. It definitely makes sense for there to be one kind of sober parent who can act fast. But it's also not very realistic, though, is it? Because parents who can't get out maybe will sit down together, have a couple of glasses of wine.
Well, you look at this situation, the message that we got about a half an hour ago, and I'll read it again very quickly from Robert. I heard you're going to be talking about this. I wish you could come on, but I can't. I work with a girl who is just like that. She's a mad cokehead at the weekends. She's told me loads of times that her and her fella will take out a bag on a Saturday night when their daughter is in bed, as it's their way to spend a Saturday night. I lost all respect for the tramp, says Robert. So her and her partner are doing coke while their daughter is in bed. So that's both sets of parents here are coked out of their face while the little girl's in bed. That's terrifying, isn't it?
That would terrify me, yeah. I don't know if that's good parenting.
Well, it's certainly not good parenting.
But then I'm not one to judge parents on what they do at their weekends or how they relax or whatever. But I just think that it would make sense for me that somebody in the house is sober and can act fast, because even alcohol, it does delay your reaction on things. So you are not going to act as quick.
Yeah, of course. So stay there for a second, please, Grace, because we got a message on our Facebook Messenger about 15 minutes ago, and I did ask Amanda to keep on ringing this person. It took about 5 rings to come on. Maybe I goaded you to come on. Damien, is he on this?
Oh, you got him?
Yeah, well, I hope so. I hope he hasn't. Damien, you there?
Yeah.
Oh, you are there. Well, fair play to you for coming on. I didn't think you would. Katie said you wouldn't either.
I didn't have the balls to come on.
Because the man...
Not to be ashamed of.
Okay, that's fair enough. But you weren't replying to Amanda's messages for about 10 minutes. And the message, you pretty much, I can't even find it now, but it pretty much said that you are one of those parents. And you said that it's the exact same as me having a Bacardi and Coke on a Saturday night.
I think so. Exactly the same. Like every couple of weeks, it won't be every weekend, but every second weekend, myself and herself would get a bag delivered, and we'd have a great night. Date night. It's fantastic.
Hang on for a minute, right?
And this is my argument, and people can argue as much as they like until they're blue in the face. Nobody drinks alcohol because they like the bleeding taste of it. They drink alcohol to get the buzz from the alcohol.
I'm not finished, right?
Because you're having a go at me. I'm going to come on and tell you.
We haven't had a go at you yet. I haven't had a go about your message.
And I heard you come on. You won't come on and all this shit. So I'm on now. Alcohol has killed more people than cocaine has.
I don't know that's about that. I don't know if that's like true.
It has, Kate.
But if alcohol it has, it's because alcohol is legal and more widespread. It's like comparing apples and oranges.
That's what you're doing, yeah. What's worse, alcohol or cocaine?
Cocaine.
What's killing more people?
That's not it. This isn't
this
a battle
isn't a competition,
between...
And alcohol in massive amounts is obviously dangerous.
Hang on. You're banging on there saying, oh, it's all right to have a couple of drinks, but cocaine, that's a no-go. Couple of weeks, and I tell you something, I'm lucid when I have it, I'm coherent, I'm buzzing, I'm having a great time with the wife, and I heard you one there saying, oh, your attention time with the kids won't be the same. If anything, when I'm on coke, I'm more alert.
No, don't.
Okay, let's rewind back here a bit. First of all, what you're saying about alcohol kills more than cocaine would stand to reason because more people drink alcohol than take cocaine. Alcohol is literally drank by, you know, the vast majority of the population. So there's
and
more.
Why do people drink alcohol, Jeremy? Because they like the taste of it.
Jeremy, just rewind to what he said there. He's literally just said that it makes him a better parent.
We get that. Like, we get to that. So
I'm just sitting here in disbelief.
How many children have you got, Damien?
I have three kids.
Three kids. And
three young kids, all under 10, yeah. If they're on the coke, and I would hear them more than I hear them during the week. And I'd be up and I'd be the normal dad. They don't know any bleeding different.
I understand they don't know any different. Okay, so on a Saturday night, the bag, is that what it's called, Katie?
I'm actually really upset for thinking of his poor little kids. Like, I find that just horrific.
Sorry, this is happening now.
I know, but when you hear it, I've actually got goosebumps that there is actually a caller who has three kids saying that it makes him a better parent to take drugs. Class A drugs when his kids are in bed.
People are saying that it would make me a worse parent, and I'm just pointing out, if anything, when I'm on the coke, I'm even more alert.
That's disgusting.
This is what I'm saying.
You should be ashamed of yourself. Honestly, I just don't
Greg,
even
Grace,
have the words.
Grace, what do you make of that?
I'm a bit shocked. I don't think any substance makes it more coherent or better parent or anything like that. I disagree with that. Like, my idea of a date night is getting my child minded and going out and having dinner or something like that. It's certainly not getting a bag of coke or a bottle of vodka and drinking myself into an oblivion when they're upstairs. That's not my idea of a date night. I don't even know how you can relax.
Yeah. Sorry, did you say date night? I didn't even hear. Did you say
date
night, Damien? Date
night.
Yeah, well, look, listen. I can't be totally honest with you here, right? We do it every couple of weekends. Like, I can't quite afford to do it every weekend. If I would, I could. Well, it's a date night. The kids are off to bed. Now, they're fed and they're watered and they're in their jammies and they're off to bed, and we'll wait until they're fast asleep. We'll go and check on them beforehand.
Oh,
and then
that's
we step
great.
On ourselves.
Well done.
We'll do a couple great. Of lines. We'll have a boogie around the kitchen if there's a bit of music on. We'll watch a movie together. We're just... like. Listen, I'm not encouraging people to do drugs. I'm just saying...
You're just justifying your own disgusting, vile
behaviour. Are you addicted to cocaine?
No, I don't know. I'm not addicted. No, Jesus, if I was addicted, I'd be in trouble now.
And herself, Mrs. Damien, is doing the coke with you, yeah?
Yeah.
And at any stage have...
I'm really shocked. No, I'm genuinely shocked. I have goosebumps listening to him. That's
at
just
any stage.
Horrific.
Sorry, let's get down to the nitty gritty. Where are you doing it? Are you doing it in the living room, the kitchen?
We do it in the kitchen. We got what do we call it? The table on the kitchen table is the glass on it there.
So is that the same place you butter your kids' toast the next day, Damien? Is it?
Smoke it?
Same place. Is the same place your kids sit down to eat breakfast the next morning?
We'd wipe it down.
Oh,
we're
Jesus.
Not six, you know what I mean?
You
we're
are,
not
oh.
six, like. Seriously. I'll tell you something else. I'll tell you, like, and I look forward to it because, and I'm, I don't know if you allow me to discuss this, right? But my sex life, ever since I started doing coke, I'm telling you, it is fucking epic. I swear.
Okay, that is the one. That is the one thing I'll. Yes, I will agree with you on that. From people,
I didn't hear that.
He's saying that basically it's great for your sex life. Yeah, when I have spoken to people who do, and they do say that. But that is, if you need cocaine to give the wife a good ride, pardon my French, you need to get yourselves sorted. Grace, do you think his children should be taken into care?
I just would be curious if something happened to one of the kids, would you then get behind the wheel of your car and drive them to the hospital?
Ah, yes, good question. Well, Damien?
Well, I caught an ambulance, I think, if something was wrong with me kids. You know, like, how many people drive their own kids to a bleeding hospital if something's majorly wrong? Call an ambulance.
Okay, but we all know how long the ambulances take to get to your house. So you're going to risk one of your kids being seriously ill because you've chosen and your wife has chosen to take cocaine and not be coherent enough to drive your kids to the hospital.
Like, listen, I'd call an ambulance, but like, you're giving me a hypothetical here. Like, it's
no, but with 3 children under 10, that's a high possibility that something can happen to one of their kids.
But as I said to you, when I take it, right, I feel, Jesus, I'd be well able to get to the hospital and back. That wouldn't be a bother. Now, if I got a drugs test, I'd be fairly screwed, right? But I wouldn't see any issue with my capability of driving behind the car. Now, if I was drunk, on the other hand, if I was drinking alcohol, that'd be a different scenario. I know now, I tell you now, I wouldn't be able to drive a car properly if I was locked. But I can if I'm on coke. Because I'm so aware of my surroundings. Yeah, everything, it's hard to explain unless you've done it. Everything is heightened. You're so aware. Like, I'd almost say, like, if I sat my driving test all those years ago, because I failed it the first time, but I got it the second time, but I'd take an annoying coke for the first test, I probably would have passed the bleeding thing.
Okay, so
I can't believe the level of stupidity of what I'm hearing.
I'm just saying, this is why you're comparing it to, for driving to the hospital, I'd say I'm better off on coke than I am on drink.
Yeah, that should be, being on nothing
would be ideal.
I have to ask him, please be honest, Damien, right? You've been honest about everything else. If your kid fell sick, God forbid, on one of your coke,
that's what she said. That's what Grace asked.
Would you physically put your child in the car and drive them to the hospital?
You'd ring an ambulance.
That's what
he said. You'd ring an ambulance.
I'd ring an ambulance beforehand, yeah.
In fairness, that's what everybody does.
If I had to drive, I'd drive. Any parent could do that.
Okay, stay there for a second, please, Damien. We have a lot of voice notes coming in. Here's Bill. Hello, Bill. Oh, sorry. Bill is... Now, let me just do... There's Bill.
Lads, I can't come on. Unfortunately. Did that first guy just turn around and say worse things have happened if the kids have gone to bed? What's wrong with a line of coke? What the fuck? You're doing coke and you have kids in the house? Scum. Fucking scum.
Bill, I agree with you, but it's happening every single day. Here's Eddie.
Tell that fucking uneducated imbecile.
Oh, who's that?
If I decide to have a glass of Bacardi, I know where that's produced. I know it's quality controlled. I know it has to pass certain stringent measures to make it onto the market. If he decides to have just one line of coke, that can kill him. Because he doesn't know what the fuck these rootless bastards are cutting it with to stretch it out. And he is rolling the dice every single time he takes a line. What's the opinion on that?
Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon, a daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
I honestly, Jeremy, not even exaggerating here, cannot believe what I'm hearing.
But why?
Whatever about someone who does it and will admit to doing it, yeah, I do. To hear him so brazenly kind of justify it and almost make out like he's doing his kid a favour.
He did say that he wouldn't recommend other people do it.
He's trying so hard to justify it, is in to say even that he actually went as far as to say he thinks it makes him a better parent. It's so disturbing.
Yeah, I don't know how you get that.
It really is disturbing.
But to those of you who are shocked by this, you shouldn't be. We started off by telling you about the clinical hypnotherapist, Cormac Colloran, who brought this whole thing up. And he said he is seeing More clients than ever before. Men, basically, that fella Damien, coming into him with coke habits, and that they are doing this. They're not doing it in toilets of nightclubs and pubs. They are doing it in their house, in the living room,
on the kitchen table, that their kids have breakfast off the next morning. Now imagine they forgot to wipe that down. The kids put the piece of bread down on the table, the toast or a bit of fruit or something, and then eat it. How you end up in hospital with your kid, they trace your kid, find out what's wrong with their system, and they find traces of cocaine.
Yep. Sorry, Amanda, if you got it, sorry, you hung up the phone on us, Damien, because I hope it wasn't because we were giving you a hard time, because I'm not giving you a hard time.
Neither am I, I'm just shocked.
I want to get inside your head.
I don't know what you need to get inside my head for, because, like, the people, and I know, your man, like, he made a good point about that some of the coke out there is, you don't know what you're getting, but I've been dealing with the same guy now for years, and I know he wouldn't let me down in that regard. So that's what I'd say on that.
So it's good.
But again, look up to the alcohol point. People have absolutely no qualms about putting alcohol into their systems.
But Damien, don't. So are you comparing? Okay, so on Saturday, did you do cocaine on Saturday night just gone?
No, I'll do it this weekend.
Okay, don't compare what's going on in your house this Saturday to what's going on in my house this Saturday. This Saturday, when my kids are in bed and I've had a long Saturday with them, I'll pour two Bacardis and coke, and I'll have two Bacardis and coke, and I'll sit on the sofa and say, why?
Why are you having two Bacardis and
coke? That's none of your business. What do you mean, why? That's a...
Well, no, why? Do you like the taste of Bacardi? That's
yeah, I actually do, but yeah, it's a nice taste.
Oh, right, yeah. So it's not about the feeling the alcohol gives you.
Well, no, because it's only two Bacardis. That's not going to change. I'm not going to be jumping from the chandelier.
You could just have a glass of water if you're thirsty, Jerry. You know?
I cannot believe what I'm hearing.
But you're comparing...
Oh, my God!
No. Jeremy's drinking his Bacardis and Cokes of the weekend because he loves the feeling it gives him.
Two.
And I do the same with coke.
So how many lines would you do at the weekend?
We buy, like, geez, a gram is about 70 quid now. So we do about... Do a couple of lines, do half a gram maybe at the weekend. Yeah,
I don't even know what that means. Like, that's much.
It wears off fairly quick, and then you might do another line. But the next day I'm grand. You know, the kids will be up early looking for their brekkie and all is good. But myself and the missus, we'd have a great night when we do it. Like, you know.
Okay, stay there for a second.
It sounds like you're trying to justify a way to an excuse. It's trying to find, like, you're trying to justify what
actually
you're doing.
I'm actually triggered that you compared me having my two Bacardis to his two lines of
coke. I'm in disbelief. Yeah. I really am.
Lorraine, what do you want to say on this?
So, just a quick question. Do you actually sleep after you do this bag of coke?
Do I sleep?
Yeah. Do you get any sleep? You know the way cocaine keeps you awake, it keeps you hyperactive, it keeps you talking?
Listen, it keeps me awake, but I've no, like, when the kids be up now, Jesus, about 7, 8 o'clock of a Saturday or a Sunday, then I'm up with them and everything's grand. You know, I might have a snooze.
Well, you haven't slept from the night before. My point is, haven't slept from the night before.
Hang on, we won't both go asleep at the same time. It's not like we're fucking out of it on meth or something on the sofas. I think that's what people
are. You're out of it on coke. You're trying to justify on this podcast that people, I've done coke when I was younger, so I know exactly what it does to you.
Yeah.
So you don't sleep, you're hyperactive, you're waffling through your hole. To come down, you're depressed out your bin, and you want to bring that around your kids?
It's different when we were doing it years ago. When you have responsibilities, you still have those responsibilities and you're aware of that.
Yeah, but you say you still get the same effect. You still get the same effect as you did years ago.
Hang on. I still look after my kids. Don't be trying to make out that I don't look after my kids.
My point of this is, coke keeps you awake. Coke is a stimulant. Coke keeps you awake. That's the whole point of it. You can drink
more
alcohol at
2 a.m. The kids aren't awake at 4 in the morning, you know what I mean?
You probably won't get an hour or 2 hours sleep before they get up, and
that's
your deadly
pants
for it.
They'll go to their beds at 8 o'clock, and we'll check on them, and we'll make sure they're fast asleep, and we'll check on them again, and then when the coast is clear, herself and myself, we'll do a couple of lines. We do whatever. It's not every weekend, it's every couple of weekends maybe, when we can afford it. And then when the kids are up the next day, if she's like feeling a bit worse for wear, I'll go down, and if she's worse for wear, or I'll be worse for wear, she'll go down. You know what I mean? It's just, We are responsible parents. We just happen to like a couple of lines of coke every couple of weekends. The same people that have alcohol are doing much the same.
Can I make a point?
Can I make a point? They used cocaine and Coca-Cola, by the way, years ago. It was used in...
I know that, but can I make a point here? Can I ask you a question?
Go for it.
Do you not get depressed? Do you know when you're coming down off your coke, you're all the lines of coke you do, do you not go through the come downs of being depressed, all the rest of it?
Oh, yeah, but I wouldn't let it affect me family. I wouldn't let it affect me kids.
No, like, you're not. But wrong. You're trying to justify. You're trying to make it out like alcohol and cocaine are the same. They're fucking not. You're comparing apples and oranges. And the fact you're on this podcast, openly admitting that you do with your kids in bed, makes me sick. What I used to do. I know what coke does to you. No, I have done coke when I was younger.
Yeah,
I have done it.
The people use
Sorry for cutting across your bone. Lorraine, did you do it before you had kids?
Yes.
Okay, so as soon as you made the decision to have kids, you stopped the coke, yeah?
Okay, so Lorraine...
I stopped it long before I had kids.
So Lorraine, let me ask, because I've never done coke, so somebody who can... I'm sorry, I don't want to ask Damien, because I don't think you're reasoning with a normal human being. So I'm going to ask you...
No, I stopped it long before.
That's what I mean. You're reasonable, you're intelligent. When you take coke, what does it do to you?
You're hyperactive. Mm-hmm. You are also alert. You waffle through your hole. You can't sleep. And then when you come down from the come down, you're depressed out your being.
Mm-hmm. And are you fit to mind a child if an emergency crops up?
You can't sleep.
Lorraine,
it keeps you
if
awake.
God forbid there was a problem with the child and your care when you're on it, would you have been fit to care for the child?
Oh, no, you'd call an ambulance.
I'm not just talking about maybe if a sick, them being sick, any emergency, if anything. Are you fit to react?
I wouldn't feel like I'd be in control if I had my kids when I was on it, I was ever on it around my kids, which I never had.
Terrifying.
Had.
Yeah,
but as well, okay,
that there's a guy on it.
Okay, but at this point, I will defend Damien that there are parents, and if we had one of them on the show now, there are parents who every single night of the week, not just the weekends, would drink a bottle of wine. Mothers who would drink, it's wine o'clock, What's the difference?
Cocaine keeps you awake. Cocaine makes you hyperactive.
I know, but the point I'm making, Lorraine, if there was a mother on the show right now, saying that she drinks a bottle of wine every single night when the kids are in bed, nobody would have a problem with it. Everybody was saying, "Oh yeah, you deserve it."
No, she was doing it every night. That's the problem.
Okay, she probably has an alcohol problem, but I'm saying that if she was doing it at the weekend,
a bottle of wine on a Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah.
Jeremy, it's slightly different though.
It's
completely different.
Sorry, Damien, you're saying just slightly different.
It's just slightly different, yeah. I mean, alcohol will put you asleep. Cocaine will keep you awake. So would you rather be asleep or awake when your kids are in dire straits? Yeah, I know.
I know.
And your pipe is smoking.
Oh. You are the you lack. Is a coke killing your brains?
Well, I suppose it does.
Like honestly, I have never heard the likes of this, and then the justification for it.
Okay, let us go to Tracy. Hey, Tracy.
What kind of a fucking numpty does that fella think he is? Seriously, him and his missus date night a bag of coke while his kids are in bed. Is he for fucking real or what? Like nobody's thinking of the side effects of after taking the coke. You get anxiety, you become irritable, you become exhausted. And it's a known fact because I've seen it with my ex because he used to do coke. And they're the kind of things that can affect a family more than when you drink your alcohol. Like, seriously, when I split up with my ex and he was still living in the house and I woke up one Saturday morning, he was after being doing coke on the Friday night. And I came down the stairs to the kitchen and there was bits of it on the placemat on the table.
Oh,
and I was horrified and I went ballistic. Because we have an autistic daughter who has sensory issues and who just licks things and picks things up and puts them in her finger. Now, what if she would have done that? What if she would have picked the bits of coke that was on the placemat up and put them in her mouth? Like, what do I do now when I go to the hospital? How do I explain that to the doctors? He's an absolute fucking tool. Tulsa need to be giving him a knock at the door and taking them kids off them.
Okay, if you're even lucky enough to make it to the hospital with your kid, their little system. Imagine a drug like that in their tiny little system.
Okay, we'll let him respond to that in a second. Don't go away.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Now, Catherine, I know you're holding there for a second. We'll come to you in a second. Just before the break there, Tracy went on a rant about you, Damien. And a couple of points she made. How can you be sure that you're not leaving traces of the drug around where your three kids could pick it up?
Because we make sure we wipe down the kitchen table after we do coke. There's your answer.
And where do you store it, by the way? Where is it kept?
It's at the top, like on top of the presses, on top of the presses, if you like. So that's what we keep it. The kid, not, it's not within, I know where you're going with this, it's not within reach of my children in any way, shape or form. They'll never get next nor near the stuff. No, not a hope of that happening.
Not a hope. Okay, stay there. Catherine, what do you think of that?
I just have a question for Damien, if I could. Damien, when your wife was pregnant, were you taking coke?
No, we weren't. Jesus Christ, we weren't.
I'm not asking.
Coke.
I'm not asking about your wife. I'm asking about you. Did you take coke?
No. We even gave up cigarettes. We used to both be smokers, and as soon as she fell pregnant, to help her along in that regard, I said, right, I'll give them up as well. She gave them up. We gave up absolutely everything. We didn't drink. We didn't smoke. We didn't do coke. We did nothing like that.
So you didn't have any little slip or anything when she was expecting there could have been an emergency in the night, a medical emergency?
No, Jeremy,
with her pregnancy.
I am not addicted in any way, shape or form to cocaine. I just enjoy the occasional use of it. And that was the discussion. That's why I was going to come on air. And I make no apologies.
Can I ask you, please, how old are your kids? Because I don't think that's even, not that it makes much of a difference, but just out of curiosity.
They're all under 10.
Oh my God!
Do you think if they're heard in the future or when they get bigger, and yourself and your wife have your date nights when they're older, you might be looser with your habit. Do you think your children will enjoy that their parents were taking drugs while they were thinking that they were safely tucked in bed? When there was no responsible adult.
Hang on. This argument's popping in now loads of times. My kids are totally safe.
No, they're not.
Why are they? Because
there's two drug addicts downstairs and they think they're safe.
Well, they're not drug addicts.
No, they are drug addicts. If he has to do that every second weekend to get buzzed, he's an addict.
Katie, there's an addict who'll be doing it every second day.
Not necessarily.
For the sake of your kids. Why not stop?
If you stopped when your wife was expecting your children, why can't you be both stopped now?
Why bother going back on
it? Would that prove I'm not an addict as well? No. If I can stop if I want to. But here's the thing. I don't want to.
There's people out there going through IVF rounds and rounds of IVF, like putting their life savings into it. People who would cherish and adore their kids, and then you have scumbags like you snorting cocaine off the same table they eat their breakfast off the next day. It's deplorable. You're disgusting.
Let me speak.
I do cocaine every second weekend. I drink every weekend. Does that make me an alcoholic? Get a grip, lad.
An addict
will always say, I can stop when I want.
No, but is there any difference? And I get the point he's trying to make.
I 100% get that point. I mean, drink is really bad, obviously, having alcohol. I don't know, in our house, one person would have a drink. One was always sober.
In case anything happened to our child.
No.
There's people drinking bottles of wine every night just to relax because they had a hard day at work. But you're then calling them alcoholics.
No, I agree with you.
You call me a drug addict. No. Every second weekend having a gram of cocaine.
I didn't call you a drug addict. Just stay there for a second, please, Damien. Let's go to. This voice note from Neil. Hey, Neil.
Jeremy, Katie, you can't take the kids off someone if they're doing cocaine at night. You just sit down and you have to talk to them and just give them a few warnings. You can't take the kids off. You're tearing family apart, ripping them apart. Think about how the kids would feel. Like, how cruel can you be thinking that type of shite, Jeremy? How cruel is thinking that? To how the kids would feel, take the parents off them. They'd probably do the cocaine when they're asleep, which is ridiculous and it's disgusting and they shouldn't be doing it. But you have to sit down and talk. You don't take the kids off. How would the fucking kids feel, Jeremy? How would your kids like if they were taken off you? Would you fucking like it, would you? Because if someone took my fucking kids off me over that and never spoke to me, just took them off me, that's not nice, Jeremy. It's a fucking cynical, stupid idea you come up with. You don't just take the fucking kids off someone like that, okay? Now you're not to fucking annoy me over that stupid fucking saying, Jeremy. Take the kids off them. You don't fucking do that without talking to people first, okay? Help the kids to feel. Kids will be distraught, be in bits, they grow fucking wrong and everything after that happening.
Okay, Neil, Jesus. Tell me how you really feel. Now, Neil, I am just... Sorry, Amanda, that came in... Sorry, Neil's message, because we obviously have a backlog of WhatsApp messages we need to get through. That message from Neil came in before Damien came on the show. Is that right, Amanda? Yes, it did. So, Neil, I'm wondering,
Would your opinion change?
So you gave that big spiel before.
Do you still feel the same way?
Before Damien came on. Now, since Damien has come on, do you feel differently? Because you're very irate about it. Like, you can't take the kids. Would you believe that that Damien is a fit parent? Do you think... Now, Damien, I'm not even going to ask you the question because I know the answer, but Damien obviously believes that his kids are safe in that house, in the coke house.
The coke house, yeah.
Who's on that
line? Somebody's just asking there, why would you leave... So Neil wants these kids... Now, Neil's message, Anthony, was before... But Anthony,
yeah, in fairness to Neil,
junkies.
It happened before.
Do you think they're junkies?
Who?
Damien and his missus.
No. No, I don't.
Drug taking with the kids upstairs. It's junkie behaviour.
They're recreational drug users.
It's junkie behaviour.
They're recreational drug users.
And I was going to say something there. All under 10, youngest 5. I mean, that's pretty horrific.
Okay. Let's go to Ross. How are you, Ross?
How's it going? You all right?
And what do you want to say about this?
I'll be honest with you. At the start of the show, I was... Completely, 1,000,000% against. Well, when your man Damien came on, I was 1,000,000% against him. But like, I pictured him sitting there, the two of them, out of their face. Like, but they're not out of their face if you actually listen to him. Now, I'm not defending what he's doing.
I know you're being honest about it. Yeah, okay.
I completely think that there should be one of them. Like, there was someone said it there earlier on. There should be one person who's not under the influence of anything in case something happens. But look. A married couple sit down, or a couple sit down, they even time the kids in bed and drink. Not one of them's going to be able to jump into the car if something happens. So you can't just throw the book at Damien because he's sitting there doing a few lines. If the two couple are sitting there drinking, you can't get into your car either and drive. So don't play that card on them. Do you know what I mean? But I don't think, I'll be honest, I thought he was sitting there out of their face for the night, but they're not. He said they got a gram between them, do half a gram. Whatever.
What does that mean? What does that mean, Ross? Because I don't understand. Well, I know how much a gram weighs.
Like, well, I've seen people do it, like when you're in the pubs and stuff. Like the lads will be standing there and you have a big massive bag. You say, well, that's 2 grams.
Okay, so what you're saying, he said, Damien said he did do a gram between them. That's not much, is what you're saying, is it?
Oh, I don't think it is.
Oh, okay.
No, he didn't say he did a full one. They said he does half a gram.
Sorry, how
do you... Maybe he's just saying that and they do the full lot, or they might do more. I don't know, but...
How many grams are you doing, Damien? How many grams are going on here?
Are you asking me?
Yeah, how many grams?
Oh, we get a gram bag every second weekend. They'll go to €70 worth. We'll do a few lines. And if there's any over, like we'll hold on to it and put it away safe so the kids, nobody can be happy at that. It's away from the kids. But in fairness, like your man said, and thanks for defending me on this, because I know I'm not the only one in the country doing it.
Well,
like,
no, you're not. Every second person is.
I'm not fully defending you.
We do it together, right? But like I said, if she's a bit worse for wear the next day, I will take over with the kids and vice versa. You know, the kids don't suffer because of this, lads. This is what I'm trying to point out. And this is why I'm comparing it to alcohol, because I think alcohol is worse. I think being hungover is worse than coming down off coke. And I think it's easier to be in control of a car on coke than it is on alcohol, with the question in relation to having to bring the kids to the hospital. I swear to God. I know that's just my opinion, but I think other coke users listening at the moment.
Well,
I know their studies will never be conducted on it, but it'll be an interesting study.
Okay, well, I'm looking at a couple of the messages coming in right now that are saying, because again, I have no idea how much a gram of coke is or how much it would do, but saying that what you're doing is actually not that much, and that's what you're saying, Ross, is it?
Well, that's what it seems to be. Yeah, like they don't seem to have stupid heads on them.
Well,
doesn't seem that way.
Well, it does. Doing coke in your kitchen table where your kids are going to be eating the breakfast the next day, that seems pretty...
Ah, you wipe it down, Jesus.
I don't think they're making him out to be worse than he is here. Look, I'm not defending what he's doing. I think there should be one of them not on it. But you're not going to get that. You're not going to get a couple sitting in and watching the other person have a great time.
No, and from what...
Would you sit there watching your wife drink wine, like...
Well, in fairness, when she was pregnant with her 3 kids, she had to sit there watching me drink while she...
She had to,
yeah. She had no choice in the matter. Have you ever done coke yourself, Ross?
when I was about 18, 19, yeah.
And how did it affect you? Like, do you think you would have been able to mind children while you were on the drug?
No.
Definitely not.
Definitely wouldn't have been able to go into a car anyway.
Yeah, well, he did say if it came to an emergency that he would actually take the car. That's off the charts, that is, that sort of behaviour. A couple of messages just before you go, Damien. Wanted to ask, why don't one of you just do the drug on a Saturday night? And nobody's judging you for doing it, but why don't you take turns of doing it? If you're mad into coke, as it appears you are...
Because we manage it. We manage the taking the care of the kids the next day. And more often than not, it's the two of us up the next day and we're grand. Now, I might doze off during the afternoon or she might doze off during the afternoon. But the whole thing is it's an us thing. It's a thing we do together every couple of weekends.
That's very romantic, yeah. And,
well, if you want the nuts and bolts of it, Jeremy, it is. Because I tell you something, we have a great sex life. When we're on that, it's fucking awesome. I'm telling you now.
That's not the reason for you doing it, is it?
Well, it's part of it. It is date night after all. I mean, all inhibitions out the window. Everything's loosey goosey, and it's all good to go. It's part of it. I'll be totally honest with you, it is part of it. But it's just the feeling that it gives you. It's kind of euphoric feeling, and yeah, you.
Okay, but if you don't want to, I'm sorry. I have to be responsible here. I don't want this to be an ad for cocaine and how great it is. Mark, you're the last call on this. What do you want to say?
No, I just want to say that him, what's his name, Damien,
yeah.
He's an absolute scumbag, and so is our man that's on the other line trying to protect him or trying to fucking defend him. Absolute, the two of them are scumbags. Like, and listen, I'd say he says, oh, me and my missus have a date night every fortnight. Call the other one, Pinocchio. He does that, I'd say, every third day of the week he does, right?
Who could afford? Now, I've never taken it, but he's saying it's, what, 70 quid a bag or something like that. Who could afford that three times a week?
Listen, you'd be surprised, Jeremy, you'd be surprised the amount of people. People go out now during the week and they fucking, it's as easy as to take a line. That's what they do. That's how prevalent it is now. They go out.
I agree with you.
They snort a line once they have every fucking drink. That's what they do. They go into the jacks. It's so easy.
So why are people so shocked by Damien and his missus doing it every weekend? Why are people shocked by that? Because it's happening so often.
Can I just make a point here? He turns around and he says, oh, I'm one of these people that can control it. Like active alcoholics or active, like...
In denial, yeah.
Active drug dealers, right? Have you ever met an active drug addict or alcoholic that says, oh yeah, I can control and I can stop when I want? Ask me whole. That is bullshit.
So you don't believe he could stop tomorrow if he needed to?
I don't believe two words that come out of that fella's mouth. He's a scumbag and he's a ridiculous parent and he should be drug tested every fucking week.
How do you drug test parents though, Mark? You can't go into their house and...
Well, you can. If they're reported to Tusla, listen, Tusla should be going in, right? If they give a shit about their kids, they should be going in and doing random drug tests each week. Don't tell them what day and go in. And if they fail so many drug tests, well, then put their kids, like, either into a family member or, you know, into care where they'll be properly cared for. Don't leave them with them two geebags. Sorry.
Fair enough. Thanks, Mark. I appreciate it. I love this show sometimes, Katie. Don't leave them with those two geebags.
He has a point.
Yeah, he does have a point. Thank you so much for all your comments and texts. And again, for people who are shocked by this, hello. The reason we're talking about it is because a clinical hypnotherapist did an interview in the news the other day and said that he is out the door with parents dealing with... drug addiction and cocaine in particular. Anyway, thank you very much for all your calls, comments and texts. Just a reminder as well, our show sponsor, Irish Tax Rebates. If you want money in your pocket right now, it could be waiting for you with the tax man. Contact Irish Tax Rebates on their website, irishtaxrebates.ie, and see what money is waiting for you from the tax man. And we will talk to you on the next edition of Opinions Matter. Don't forget to subscribe on Spotify or Apple or wherever you get your podcasts, and you'll never miss another episode.